Next case.
This is case number 12,468, Donovan's Painting and Drywall, Jose Sandoval, seeks a variance from the front yard setback requirement for a proposed structure. Sections 115-25 and 115-182 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southwest side of Lewis Georgetown Highway, Route 9, approximately 135 feet west of Waple Street. The 911 address is 32454 Lewis Georgetown Highway, Lewis. The zoning district is AR1 Agricultural Residential. The tax parcel number is District 334, Map 5, Parcel 205.01 and Parcel 208. Specifically, the applicant is requesting a 10-foot variance from the required 40-foot front yard setback. This parcel is zoned C1 General Commercial. There are zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and one mail return. Staff note, a conditional use that was approved on October 29, 2019 for a contractor's office and storage. There are 13 parking spaces on site that are required based on one space per 200 square feet.
Question, is this in C1 or AR1? We have it advertised as AR1.
It's AR with a conditional use.
That's what I thought, Mr. Christopher Murray. Is that correct, Mr. Whitehouse, Mr. Phillips?
That is correct.
That is correct. That was an error. This parcel is zoned AR1.
Great. Thank you. I should make sure we got that right. You state your name and address for the record.
Kenneth Christian Berry, Axiom Engineering, 18 Chestnut Street in Georgetown.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening. What you have before you is a front setback variance for a conditional use. The property was approved unanimously by County Council about a year ago for a conditional use to a contractor's office. It is an area that is subject to some redevelopment, as you the Stokely Materials business has their facility. You can see it on the lower left corner of the screen. That went to construction in just the last, I would say, 2 to 3 years. That's a conditional use as well. Literally every parcel on the other side of Route 9 is zoned C1 General Commercial. And if you're not familiar with where this is, if you could just zoom out a little bit, you can see where what I would describe as a stone's throw from Five Points. A little bit more. There's Five Points right there. So just for the context of where the site is. The conditional use was approved, and if you look at Exhibit A, it is the site plan that was approved. I'm sorry, Exhibit B. Exhibit A is just the conditional use approval letter. Exhibit B is the site plan that was submitted and was approved by County Council a year ago when we first brought this in. When we met with DelDOT, they indicated that an additional 10-foot of dedication to the highway would be required. That instead of, we showed a line 40 feet from the center line of the road for an ultimate right-of-way of 80 feet, and they said that it needed to be 20-foot dedication. So the front 20 feet of the property is being claimed by the state as a result of us getting an entrance permit. The next 15 feet inside of that is being claimed by the state for a permanent easement for, I guess, for drainage purposes. They just say they want it. The permanent easement isn't much of a problem because it only affects our driveway and the sidewalk, and those aren't a problem in that easement. But the reason the 20-foot taking is an issue is it now pushes the front yard setback an additional 20 feet from the road. So when you look at exhibit, I guess it would be exhibit C, that's our final site plan draft. You can see that the setback line intersects where we intended to put the building. By 10 feet, that's the purpose of our variance, is to have that setback line move closer to the highway. Exhibit D is a plat that we recorded for the Shelby Bounds Trampoline Park, which is about a quarter mile west of here. This was recorded 4 years ago, and it shows a 40-foot setback, a 40-foot dedication from the center line. And that was only recorded 4 years ago. Today, DelDOT wants a 50-foot dedication. Exhibit E is a Google Earth photograph that shows several different lines overlaid on top of a photograph. Does everyone have that exhibit in front of you? The pink line is the two parcels that my client has acquired and is combining for the purposes of the conditional use. The blue line that's closer to the highway is the 50-foot dedication from centerline that DelDOT is asking for. And the blue line that's broken further into the property, that's the 40-foot setback based on the 20-foot taking from DelDOT. The only building on this entire strip of road that meets the 50-foot setback, I'm sorry, the 40-foot setback when you give DelDOT that 20 feet would be the trailer that my client has since demolished in anticipation. Every other building is much closer to the roadway. We're only asking that the pink line, the 30-foot setback, is the minimum variance that we believe is sufficient to get his office properly situated. It's not getting anywhere near as close to the roadway as any of the surrounding buildings. So briefly, as far as the uniqueness of the property, we do have, if you look at the final site plan, there's a stormwater basin behind the proposed office, so we really don't have room to move the building further back. Another unique thing about this location is the county has extended sewer here. If you go about 1,000 feet in any direction, you can connect to tide water for central water, but all these properties are on wells, and so our well is in one corner, and then we have to push that stormwater basin to the opposite corner. So that kind of, when I draw those isolation distances from the neighboring wells and our well, it kind of boxes in the site to, there's not any flexibility to change the way the site is laid out from what you see.
You can't request
setbacks from that?
No, you can't request the public water to be.
We'd have to run about 1,000 feet of water main, which for a 2,600 square foot painting contractor's office.
Yeah, it's not gonna work.
I don't know if you've seen it, when we did the Shall We Bounce, we were about 1/4 mile from water to the west, and he chose instead to build that big fire tank, which you can see right out in front of the building, instead of the 1/4 mile of water main, because it was more cost effective. So building a water main along a main road like this involves DelDOT permits, involves a lot of costs that are going to be a lot more than this project could bear. This was not created by the applicant. The right-of-way dedication that DelDOT is asking for, it's not even being asked for any specific highway improvements that are on the way. This is their generic, someday we're going to widen the road and we want to take your land while you're applying for an entrance permit. Will not alter the essential character. I think you can see best from the satellite photo that we are further away from the road than every other structure around us, so I don't see any alteration of the character of the neighborhood. And then the minimum variance, again, I think the pink line on the satellite photo demonstrates that we're asking for a modest variance to allow the office to be appropriately located on the property.
The unoccupied dilapidated house.
I'm sorry?
On this site plan,
On the survey? Yeah, there's a old house that actually crosses the property line that has trees literally growing up through it. It doesn't look like anyone's lived there for decades. But our surveyor did locate it, and it actually crosses our property line, interestingly enough. I didn't bring anything.
So I guess that'll be removed.
At least the portions on our property will be, and if they're not opposed to us removing all of it, we'd probably go ahead and do that as well.
Sharp?
I have any questions.
Questions?
I see here on the site plan there is a stoop. Is that going to protrude even more into that setback?
It would be uncovered. If it was a problem, we could just have no steps on the front of the building, and we could just put them on the.
How far does that go out approximately?
On the side, just enough to open a door, so probably three, 4 feet. But it's not intended to be a covered porch at all. Matter of fact, if the building is a slab, it wouldn't even be anything more than like a patio type of just a concrete. but the building plans haven't been completed, so I left room for a handicap ramp in the back if it's elevated onto a crawl space, but I don't know the answer to that at this point.
Is that going to be protruding or be good with that? The very front of the contractor office, there's a stoop at the primary entrance.
Correct. And that is closer than 30 feet.
It would make sense to include it for completeness as.
It's probably, it's going to be a 30-foot setback, and if that needed to be included, it would be a 25-foot.
It's open and unenclosed, correct?
There's no intention to make it unenclosed.
So it's open to the sky. It may project into the front yard setback. I mean, it could be included for completeness, but.
I think it probably would need to be included because the structure itself is in the front yard setback. The steps are naturally going to protrude more than 5 feet into the front yard setback. So I think we do need to include them. So you're saying the stoop and those steps is 5 feet? Because that would appear to be.
Seven.
Appear to be seven or eight, yeah.
If that dimension for the perimeter access in front of it is, sorry to interrupt, Mr. John. I make it seven because we know that distance there and it's exactly half that distance, 7 feet.
That should be the scale.
Ah, okay, so that's.
So that would make it a 17-foot variance for the steps.
And if the steps are a problem, we could access from the side of the building that faces the parking lot and not even have that there.
Go sideways.
Yeah, we don't have to have a front access. It's, I thought it would be, you know, we have, Dellot's making us put in a sidewalk, so connecting it to the front of our building, you know, made sense, but it's not critical to the project.
So you only have one exit then, who do away with that? Or you still have two exits?
We still have two.
Still have two?
We still have one on the long wall of the building and maybe even a third on the rear.
Okay.
But again, I don't do building plans.
Okay.
There's no sense in starting a building plan if we don't know whether or not we have the variance.
Yeah.
So based on those representations, Mr. Christenberry, the only variance that we need is for the front yard for the dwelling, or the building.
The office itself, and if including the stoop is something that the board is not opposed to, then we can increase the variance, and if that's something that is extends beyond the minimum variance, we'll find a way to make it work without that.
Your storage building, that is also proposed, correct?
And yes.
The reason why you can't push that further back because it would make sense.
The storage building is against the rear setback because the properties behind us are zoned and used residentially. So we have a 20-foot setback on the rear. Yeah.
One more question. Those, you were talking setback lines, you had those, let me get back to it here, on Exhibit E, and you have the delineations of the setback from the right-of-way and all that.
Yes.
These ones that you're referencing that are right next to you along the road, are they all residential homes?
They are.
Okay. Where's the, is just Shelby Bounce, is that the nearest other?
Shelby Bounce is about a quarter mile. But this right here is the Stokely Materials, mm-hmm. which is next to the power grid substation. Shelby Bounce is another quarter mile and on the opposite side of the road. And again, everything on the opposite side of the road is zoned C1 from Five Points all the way out to the vineyards. Okay. It's all zoned C1.
Thank you.
Sure.
Any other questions? Mr. Sharp, you have nothing else?
A point of clarification, if I could please, Madam Chair. Mm-hmm. I think Mr. Christenberry mentioned in his presentation that County Council had approved the conditional use site plan. The plan that was submitted as part of a conditional use to County Council is conceptual at that stage. So this will have to go back through the Planning and Zoning Commission in order to get final. And I don't believe that's happened yet. I believe that's waiting on.
We're still working on Delta and Stormwater.
Correct. Okay. So it, just to clarify, it hasn't been approved by County Council. It was just the conditional use was approved by County Council. So.
2600.
Well, but he doesn't want to do the site plan until he knows what he's drawing.
Correct. Yes.
I get that.
Here's Exhibit B is what County Council reviewed and approved a year ago. This is kind of our progress drawing, and it shows the need for the variance because the front office building has the slice 10 feet from the front wall, of the setback adjusted for Del Lot's right-of-way taking.
Madam Chair, what did we resolve regarding the stoop and the steps? I mean, are we saying that we're going to turn it, that we're going to put it on the side, or?
I think that's the applicant, from what I gather, if he could get it, would like to have it. So I believe it's up to the board whether the board wishes to approve that request or not. It's two front yard requests for the board.
That would be a 17 foot as opposed to a 10 foot.
That's my reading of it.
But it's not, the stoop is not very critical compared to the actual office space.
So you don't want it?
We would not want to change the intensity of the variance consideration before you, just based on, we'd rather have the 10 foot relaxation, you know, pretty much certainty. We wouldn't want to jeopardize that for the purpose of a stoop and a front door. I basically added the front access. Again, we don't have an architect's print at all, because Del Lot's making us put in a sidewalk. It's very close to our front wall. It seems like it'd be a good place to put it, but it's not critical to the function of the building.
I think it would be more inviting. I think businesses are having a hard time anyway with the pandemic, and I think having a entrance door facing the road would be more inviting to the public.
That's why I put it there.
Yeah. Hey, Madam Chair.
Yes.
Mr. Christenberry, you'd indicated that you're currently in the process of obtaining, you know, other information for your final site plan.
Correct.
And it's, I would presume that it's possible that may lead to, if you were to perhaps have to put the steps to the side, which is, I think, where it would go if it wasn't in the front yard.
Mm-hmm. Or if the building's a slab and has no steps, that's even a possibility.
Well, I guess my thought is if you know, you may need handicap access or what have you, you would probably be jutting into your parking areas there, just based on the schematic right now.
Another thought, Mr. Sharp, I apologize for interrupting, but that stoop and steps, the steps could go towards the parking lot and not have to come as far out in the front and yet maintain the front entrance that you're speaking of, Madam Chair.
That's true, too. Basically, turn them 90 degrees.
Right.
Stepping towards the parking lot rather than to the front.
A 5x5 square and then just running toward
a couple feet. But
we can do that. Whatever the pleasure of the board is.
You're the applicant.
Anything else? I
mean, true. Well, I'm not. Actually, the applicant is here if you have any questions for Mr. Sandoval about his business operations, but he
nothing,
doesn't.
Nothing else, ma'am.
Does that conclude your presentation?
It does.
Would you like Mr. Sandoval to say that everything Mr. Christenberry said is true and accurate?
He does not, because Mr. Christenberry is not an attorney, so he's been already sworn in, so he's provided testimony that the board
that
can
is very
work.
Truthful, right?
He's under oath, so we were hoping it is.
Okay.
And knowing Mr. Christenberry, I'm sure it is.
All right. Is there anyone here in favor of the application? Is there anyone here in opposition to the application? Operator, is there anyone on the line who wishes to speak for or against this application?
Please dial 5 star.
Thank you. If there are no other questions or comments from members of the board, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve case number 12468 for the requested variance. I believe that it is within keeping of the property itself. I don't believe it will substantially alter the neighborhood. And I don't know if I can do this, I would request that the front steps be stepping towards the parking lot as opposed to coming out the front. That's my motion.
And I presume with that, just I believe Mr. Whitehouse probably has his ruler out that he could determine the exact variance that would be needed if that.
I need Mr. Christensen's paper copy. Or the one from the farm.
If it's 5 feet out, I think it would be a variance of 15. But we'll confirm that, Dr. Carson.
Thank you.
It is 5 in its width, instead of 7.
The 2 feet.
Isn't it?
So, Dr. Carson, that is not with the front stoop. Is that correct?
I'm saying with the front, I'm saying the front stoop is 5 and that the steps are 90 degrees and stepping towards the parking lot.
So 15 feet.
So the steps won't protrude any further than the width of the front stoop.
Of the stoop.
So the variance here would be 15 feet from the 40-foot front yard setback for the stoop and steps.
The net difference of my request is 2 feet from the original, correct?
Correct.
Okay. I'm familiar with this area and I second that motion.
Have a motion and a second, Mr. Workman.
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Williamson.
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Corman.
You almost forgot me again.
No, I didn't.
Aye for the reason stated.
Dr. Carson.
Aye for my reasons.
And I too for the reason. So with a vote of 5-0, your application is approved.